Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who came in a room in the middle of the night and got in bed with her? Because it sure wasn't her roommate.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those real ghost stories with us. You can call in anytime, 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can get advanced episodes, you can get access to the archive, and you can get commercial-free versions of the show by becoming a premium subscriber. You can go through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Harper's with me. Hi.
Bonjour. Hello.
Look at you. I was going to call you average, and then you started speaking French. I mean, just one word, but still. That's above
Bonjour,
average.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Ça va bien. I did take a little French in college.
And I use Google Translate.
I minored in French, actually, but then I never use it, so I'm not very good at it these days.
I know more ASL than I do anything.
You know more what?
ASL, sign language.
Oh, good for you. I'm glad that you know that. I would like to learn that, and it's never too late. I could.
It's fun to learn languages.
It is. Are you going to take any language in school? Think you'll take Spanish?
Probably not.
You don't have to? It's not required?
Well, I think it is. And if I do, I'll probably take like French or something.
I kind of wish I would have taken Spanish because like now I live in a pretty Spanish neighborhood and I would like to impress my neighbors with my knowledge and I have none. So I can't impress them. It because I also am an average person. That could be it, too.
You're below average, girl.
I know. Thank you. Thanks for noticing.
No, right? No expectations whatsoever.
None. It's like Carol's coming to town. Let's lower our expectations.
You're never disappointed by it, then.
Exactly.
Today's episode of the program is brought to you by Vinted. I cleared out my closet a couple weeks ago. Wasn't really planning on it. I was looking for something else and ended up sitting on the floor with a pile of shirts I hadn't worn in 3 years and a jacket I forgot I owned. None of it was doing anything but taking up space. And I paid for every piece of it. That's real money just sitting in the closet. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday sellers, people like you and me, to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. So I downloaded Vinted, and I listed the jacket first, right there on the floor, photos, couple lines about it, set my price, 2 minutes. Then I did six more items before I got up. No seller fees. When something sells, you keep what you earn. All of it. The first round paid for dinner out and a pair of new shoes. And once an item sells, Vinted creates a prepaid shipping label for you. I love that. You print it, you drop the package off, done. There's room in the closet now. And it's a lot easier to bring something new in when you know the stuff you're not wearing can go back out. The app is free to download. Vinted. Ready to start cleaning out your closet and making some extra money? Download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn. And for a limited time, enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Now back to the conversation.
So here is the first story. It says, I am writing in mainly because I hate the sound of my own voice. It says, my name is Alyssa. I found your podcast on Spotify. I've been binge listening ever since at work and in my car sometimes. I wanted to share a few short experiences that I have had throughout the years. Having been brought up Catholic and growing up living with my grandparents, my mom, and siblings, being told that spirits were around wasn't something uncommon. I've had a few incidents in my life, and I wanted to share just a couple of them. I have friends that say that spirits surround my family, and it's not just the places I live. In my first apartment, I would hear the cabinets opening and closing, and my roommate heard footsteps pacing back and forth in front of her door at night. I also wanted to share an experience from my second apartment with a different roommate. My roommate at the time was hardly ever home because she would mainly stay at her boyfriend's place. On this particular night, my sister had been staying with me for a couple days, and when she would stay, I would let her sleep in my bed upstairs, and I would sleep in my roommate's bed since she wasn't home. There was a big window that let in some light from the streetlights around the complex. I woke up in the middle of the night, half asleep, because I heard someone come in the room. I half opened my eyes and saw my roommate's shadow come in and cross the room to the other side of the bed and lay down. I didn't think anything of it because, for one, I was so tired, and two, she would randomly come home and sleep there, although it was rare. Come morning time, I woke up and I was alone in the room. Remembering that I saw my roommate lay down last night, I just thought that she had just woken up earlier. So I went downstairs and saw my sister. I asked her where my roommate was, and she looked at me confused. And she said, my roommate came home to get some food and left by 11 p.m. the night before, and she never even went upstairs. I felt like my stomach dropped, and I was in shock because I clearly remembered seeing her lay down. My sister knew I was being serious by my reaction and the look on my face when she told me that my roommate didn't stay. Creepy, right? But I never got an uneasy feeling, so I still have no idea what it was. So if you did think that was your roommate, and you know, she's not home, so I'm going to sleep in her bed. That sounds like something roommates would do. And then if she came in, it's like, oh, she's in my bed. I'll go to the other side. You wouldn't get a creepy feeling from that because you thought it was your roommate, right?
Yeah.
So I could see how she wouldn't have a creepy reaction to that. She would just be like, I'm tired. It's the middle of the night. Here's my friend Brittany, just got in bed.
But here's the thought. Maybe, let's say, what if it just was the roommate and the sister just, like, didn't, like, see the roommate, like, I didn't, like, didn't go up, like, didn't see the roommate go upstairs?
I mean, it could be. It could be. Although she said the roommate left at 11, and she said this happened in the middle of the night.
Oh. So, I guess that is fair.
I don't know. That's pretty creepy. So it says, anyways, wait, I better get back to the right paragraph. Here it is. One more short story, and I promise I am done. In high school, the home I lived in, my mom would always say that she thought there was a little kid spirit in the house, and she would lose something knowing exactly where she put it and would look up and down for it only to find it in the spot she left it, but where she had just looked. She felt that it was a little boy hiding things from her, as this happened quite often. Anyways, we would experience little things like that in the home. And one evening, a friend and I were hanging out at my house. This was around Christmas time. This is important for later on. We got on the subject of spirits, and she knew my background and knew that my family has always had experiences with ghosts. She was leaving for the night, and she said something along the lines of, I want ghosts at my house. Any ghost here who wants to come to my house, just follow me. I laughed and told her she was crazy and that I wasn't going to be responsible for anything that happened to her. So she called me the next day and told me something crazy happened overnight. When she woke up, all of her Christmas presents, seriously, only her gifts, were taken from under the Christmas tree and were stacked on the ottoman in her living room. All the other gifts were left untouched for some odd reason. The child lock was put on her microwave, which neither of us at the time even knew that existed. She asked her mom and dad if they did it, and they said no. They were asleep the whole night and didn't know how it could have happened. As far as I know, that was the only experience. I hope you enjoy my stories. I hope to hear them on your show soon. That's interesting. I'm telling you, watch out what you wish for.
Honestly, because, like, I hear a lot of people at my school, like, cause sometimes, like, I honestly don't know how we get in the conversations of, like, talking about, like, ghost stories and stuff, but they're always, like, talking about, like, oh, I wish something would happen to me like that, and I'd be like, huh, be careful what you wish for.
Right? Because then you could, at Christmas, have all of your presents stacked in a certain place for no reason.
Or microwaved.
And I don't know how to child lock mine either.
I didn't know microwaves had a child lock.
Apparently there's does.
I'll try to figure that out on my microwave. I have one.
There's some creepy things that has happened to her.
Yeah. Honestly, that is like super spooky though.
I don't know. It's like the whole deal with the roommate coming in. I got the feeling that was not the roommate. But it just sounds like, I wonder if things still happen to her.
She if said so, that was please the only, write them in.
Yeah, that was the only experience that her friend had had. But, you know, it sounds like Alyssa's probably still pretty young. So I would wonder if some more things have happened. Well, are you ready for a story? Another one?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hi, guys. My name is Michael. Just kind of figured I'd call in and give one of my stories that's happened to me and my wife and my daughter. Sorry for any noise. I'm actually driving home from work right now. Basically, about 2 years ago, we were living in a small town up in the eastern side of Ohio. And we were living in this two-story house that was converted into three different apartments owned by the pastor of my mom's church. Right when we moved in, my wife, who's dabbled in a different cult throughout the years, she automatically did not like the house. Right behind the house was basically a baseball field. And the small town, that, I mean, there was one stop sign. There was no stoplight. There was a stop sign. So, I mean, we were out there. During that time, my daughter, who at the time, I believe she was four, started having an imaginary friend. No big deal. Until one night, she had a nightmare, came to our room, which her room was kind of really the living room because we were down on our luck, and all I could afford was a one-bedroom. So she came into our room and was laying in between me and my wife on our bed. And my wife was asking her, well, what was your nightmare, honey? And she told us that Lily would not stop talking. We don't know a Lily. Then she rolls over and looks at me and goes, Lily doesn't like you, Daddy. I didn't pay any mind to it. Just my personality. I didn't care. Then my wife continued to ask questions. I don't remember exactly how it came up, but she said that Lily crawled. My wife asking, okay, so is Lily a baby? She goes, no, Lily crawls on the walls. And that piqued my interest. I don't believe in ghosts or spirits at the time. But it still piqued my interest. And I, you know, what do you mean? And with a dead serious face, she looks at me and tells me that Lily watches me sleep and that she doesn't like me. Needless to say, I didn't sleep the rest of that night. But we would hear bare footprints or footsteps on the tile throughout the house. And that always just creeped me out. Always just chalked it up to the wind. Until one night, probably about 3 months after, you know, the initial Lily was initialized, I guess. I had come home from work. I was working third shift, and I had left early because I wasn't feeling well. So it's probably about 2 in the morning. I get home. My wife and my daughter are over at her mom's house out of the area, and nobody else was home. Even the other tenant that lived in the house, she was at work because I actually worked with her. And through the window of the kitchen, which was really our front door, I seen something move. And that scared me. I didn't really think it was a spirit or anything. I figured that, you know, somebody had broken into my house. I actually kept a gun in my car. So I walked back to my car, grabbed my gun, started looking through the house. My dad, being ex-military, taught me how to secure rooms. So I'm going through there, clearing the house. And in my living room, when I turn the corner, there's a little girl that is standing in the middle of my room, and it, not full body apparition, but I could definitely see her. She just looked at me, nothing really weird about her, but looked at me and smiled and then was gone. Needless to say, I left the house that night. I went to stay somewhere else. But that's really the end of that story. We ended up moving about 3 months after that, just because of that. Loving the podcast. Well, thank you, guys.
Okay, that was one creepy story.
There's just something so eerie to me about children ghosts.
Yes, and what's creepy is even not seeing the ghost. Before I got to that part, I found the part about his daughter getting into bed with them and saying things like, "Lily doesn't like you, Daddy." And Lily crawls. Oh, is she a baby? No, she crawls on the walls. She watches you sleep, Daddy. You know, like that would really bug me as a parent. He handled it way better than I would have.
That would seriously bother me. I feel like I would flee the house if I heard that.
But then to turn around and see her.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
That was so creepy. And the way he told it, he was so calm. He was just very matter of fact about the whole thing. I don't know if I could be. Like, I'm glad
they to be that calm about something.
I'm glad they moved. Because, you know, I don't want a little girl ghost not to like me. I'm like, what did I do?
Especially one that crawls on walls.
Yes. And watches me sleep. That's a lot.
That is simply too much.
Can you just stay in the background? I don't want to hear you, and I certainly don't want to see you standing in the middle of my room. That was creepy, creepy, creepy. So yeah. If you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can get an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also go through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Danielle Robey from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.